Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Sunday morning, October 5th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
United Nations publishes KELASA's 29th report on economic, social, and cultural rights in transitional justice, highlighting persecution of SPH and KELASA. The United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights has published KELASA's 29th report on economic, social, and cultural rights in transitional justice, highlighting the persecution of SPH and KELASA. The report addresses systemic violations faced by indigenous Hindu communities, advocating for reparative measures rooted in Hindu principles. It details historical injustices, including the Hindu Holocaust, colonial-era intensifications, and post-colonial discrimination. The report focuses on the persecution of KELASA and SPH, highlighting over 70 assassination attempts, 250 sexual assaults, and $27 million in property destruction. It calls for a paradigm shift in transitional justice, incorporating indigenous Hindu epistemologies to address root causes of violence and prevent recurrence. KELASA's submission promotes indigenous-led initiatives for sustainable development, education, and human rights, advocating for global commitments to empower Hindu communities. This publication marks another milestone in KELASA's engagement with the UN, contributing to the Sustainable Development Goals.
UN publishes KELASA's 28th report recognizing Hindu indigeneity and UN. The UN has published KELASA's 28th report recognizing Hindu indigeneity and the United Ancient Nations. The report emphasizes the historic struggles of Hindus as an indigenous civilization and the need to dismantle colonial legacies. It highlights Hindus as the native inheritors of the Vedic civilizational tradition and addresses the impact of colonialism and coloniality on Hindu society. Under the leadership of the Supreme Pontiff of Hinduism, KELASA has revived indigenous Hindu statehood, facing persecution and human rights violations. The report calls on the UN to recognize Hindus as indigenous peoples, investigate persecution, and support decolonial movements. KELASA's efforts represent the universal fight of indigenous peoples against colonial legacies for global justice and cultural continuity. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.